Hi, I'm Mike Sainsbury. In this ASI cast, Brian Jacobs discusses with Rupert Staines, Managing Director EMEA of Radium 1, the importance of dialogue between the traditional television audience measurement community and digital ad tech businesses. Inevitably, there's an urgent need to determine where and how people are accessing their content, and advertisers need to understand how best to reach these people across all devices. Having just signed a deal with ITV, Rupert outlines the extent to which ad tech can help make TV advertising work even harder.
Rupert Staines from the ad tech company Radium 1, and who was present and indeed spoke at the recent ASI event in Venice. So good morning, Rupert.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for the invitation.
Not at all. Rupert, I mean, maybe we can start by just discussing your impressions of the event as a whole. Obviously, the ad tech businesses, such as Radium 1, have audience measurement sort of baked into them, as it were, as a sort of critical part of what you do. And yet we've always kind of rather struggled, I think, to bring together the sort of ad tech community with the more traditional audience measurement community. So what are your thoughts on the event as a whole, or these those parts of it that you were able to take part in?
Well, firstly, I think the venue for the event was absolutely fantastic. I think Venice was tremendous. But no, I mean, seriously, I think the worlds of media are now really beginning to merge, and I think we're sort of right at the start of that. I think digital has been viewed very much as a medium that is entirely measurable, therefore it's all about performance and nothing else, hence the reason the rise of the giants like Google and Facebook. But the reality is the eyeballs, the people, consumers are consuming media regardless of device. And TV is a very big part of that. So I think we're beginning to see a lot of discussion around where is it that people are going to access their content, and whether that is on a digitally enabled device, your TV set or smartphone or tablet, is kind of where I feel the debate is being, is happening, is being discussed. And that's, I think that's positive. But in terms of how you buy media from in the context of advertising, advertisers want to understand how it is that people are consuming content, and therefore how is it that they can effectively and efficiently target those consumers with the right message at the right time on the right device. And that is very that is quite a difficult question to answer when you're dealing with fundamentally two different types of platform, different types of delivery mechanism. And I think this is where the measurement industry actually has a huge opportunity, but it's about getting people together. And I think to comment specifically about ASI as an event, I think bringing the digital measurement companies into the same forum would help a great deal to move the debate forward.
Yes, I would absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that. I think that it's a major challenge. It's a major challenge for the more traditional audience measurement companies. And obviously they faced any number of challenges over the last few years, mainly to do with, as you say, how people are viewing. I mean, even if you just go back to the days of the introduction of things like time shift, and the introduction of smart boxes and all the rest of it. I mean, it's the challenges are tremendous. And now we have an even greater one, of course, with the advent of new types of devices and therefore new ways of being able to view TV. So I think it's very useful to have the perspective of companies like Radium 1.
I would just add to that, Brian, if I may, which is, you've got two different types of measurements that are diametrically sort of opposed, and that's part of the problem. So in the world of traditional audience measurement, you're very much dealing with sample data. In the world of digital digital audience measurement, you're dealing with very much real data, as in real-time data at 100% of whatever that event or whatever that activity is. So bringing together sample data with very large data sets is a both a tremendous opportunity but also a huge challenge.
I mean, there's also, isn't there, going just to the advertising side of things specifically, there's the way in which people are using these devices. So somebody made the point in Venice, and I thought it was a point very well made, that the what one might call the traditional way of advertising on television, where you might have a 30-second ad or a 60-second ad and there's a major reveal at the end or, you know, whatever it may be, people just simply will not watch ads like that online.
Right.
They tend to watch for a much shorter period of time, and therefore the sort of the creative construct of the ad needs to be rather different, so that the brand message or whatever it happens to be needs to come further forward and needs to be at the beginning of the ad rather than at the end of it.
As we know, audiences are increasingly snacking on content because content is so ubiquitous and available through multiple devices that people, you know, short form content on your mobile is the way in which people like to consume their media or their stories today, and advertisers have to sit up and note that. And I think they have, and I think that's part of the problem, is that advertisers and their agencies are grappling with actually what the story needs to be that they're telling. And when they've got that sort of piece worked out, then they can start to address, you know, the platforms across which they wish, you know, they want to distribute that. The problem comes, of course, that large marketing budgets and large advertising budgets are predicated on the big idea, which typically manifests itself in the form of a TV ad spot, which, to your point, well made, is not really reflective of how consumers are actually ingesting that information. So that's a change. And of course, you know, when that is the lifeblood for not just media owners but also for media agencies, then you can understand the challenges, that, and they are very, very real challenges that are happening, unfortunately for many companies, at a speed that they can't keep up with.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, the bigger get bigger, and the disrupted become no more. And that's, you know, I don't like seeing that as much as anybody else does, because actually I think it's unhealthy to have companies the size of Google or Facebook dominating what it is that we, and how it is that we, you know, consume media. So we as an industry as a whole, we have to get together to address this.
I mean, since the ASI event in Venice, of course, Radio 1's had a major success in forming a new relationship with ITV. Are you able to say a little bit about what that involves and how that's going to work and what the outputs will be and that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely. Look, it's been a tremendous opportunity for us to, I think, address some of the issues and some of the challenges that you've just been talking about, which is, you know, in a world where you're dealing with different technology powering different platforms, that is going to take some time to address with regards to having a sort of one customer, one system view on the world. So our partnership with ITV was really a discussion around how is it that we can combine media channels to drive an incrementally positive return on that investment for the advertiser. So how is it that we can bring different mediums together to bring a bigger outcome, a bigger result for the advertiser? And it's not about trying to integrate one system into another system. Rather, it's about taking some pretty nifty technology that enables us to identify when a TV ad is actually being broadcast. We receive that signal, typically a satellite signal, into our systems, which then enable us in real time to qualify audience according to the interest and the demographic and the socioeconomic of an audience, but then in real time serve them simultaneously ads, be those video or banners or mobile, across the multiple devices that family, that user will typically be consuming whilst they're consuming TV. Because that is the simple statistic is around 77% of all TV watching or TV viewing now is happening at the same time as people are watching their other screens or interacting with their other screens, be that a tablet or a smartphone or a desktop. Mm. So it's really the opportunity to say, okay, you're buying this many GRPs over here. By combining that with our ability to get across other digital devices at the same time, we're going to increase the GRP metric that you are buying, and that will bring you improved results, whether that be brand uplift or unique reach on audience or simply extended reach on that audience you're buying.
And so it's a very interesting idea, and I'm sure other broadcasters will do similar things. Are you actually aware whether or not people are doing this kind of thing across Europe in other broadcasting companies? Do you know?
Ad syncing per se, in terms of this ability to synchronize with TV broadcast ads, is not entirely new. I mean, it's been going on for the last, I'd say, 18 months. Mm. But really the approach we're taking, and I think what I think is a first, is genuinely a world first, is the ability to go to advertisers and their agencies and say, as a partnership between TV and digital, look, we understand how consumers are viewing content. We understand that they are, in ITV parlance, they're meshing and stacking with other devices. Therefore, we want to make your advertising work harder. Mm. And we can do that by combining these two mediums, and we can bring you greater reach, greater frequency, and better business outcomes. That is definitely new. Rating One's technology brings a different lens on audience through all the first-party data that we collect, and hopefully that will show TV advertisers and their agencies very quickly how they can get more bang from their buck.
I think it's a very, very good example of how ad tech businesses can work together with more, and I don't mean, this is probably going to sound wrong, but more traditional broadcasters like an sure. ITV or like, you know, major broadcast players like ITV. Sure. And I'm sure we're going to see more and more of this kind of thing. And I hope very much, Rupert, that you'll be able to come to future ASI events, and indeed that we can supplement you with other ad tech companies with no doubt other interesting pieces of technology and interesting ideas that we can bring together with the more traditional audience measurement players in the future. So thank you very much indeed for your insights this morning, and we hope to see you again soon.
My pleasure. Thanks very much.